Good evening. Thanks a lot for having me. My encounter has to do with schoolyard bullies. Now, the year is 1979, and our family had arrived in a little town on the Kapiti coast called Ōtaki. We'd come during the Christmas holidays, and Mum had enrolled me in Ōtaki Primary School, which was the fourth primary school I'd enrolled in as many years. Before that, we'd been in Raumati, Te Puke, and Wellington. So Dad was the local school teacher at the high school, and we lived behind Ōtaki College on Wairanga Road. The distance between our house and the primary school was about 500 metres. And on this particular morning, I woke up and said to Mum, I really need to get to school early. I didn't tell her in the past 2 weeks that one of my shoes had been thrown into the local river, that my lunch was being stolen off me every playtime, that I'd been held up by the throat by a guy named Chris Johns, who threw me over a fence and told me my father was a fucking asshole. I didn't tell him all this stuff. They'd purchased me a bicycle that actually was stolen. However, we retrieved it back a couple of weeks later. It came fresh from the chops shop with some big ape-hanging handlebars that had been welded to the original ones. So you could ride it like this and then ride it like that. Anyway, on this day, I just had to get to high school early and I thought all my problems would have been solved. However, come playtime, I was punched in the stomach by Marama and my lunch was stolen. Come lunchtime, I thought, right, I'm just going to take sanctuary inside the classroom with my new school teacher, this being week two. About 10 minutes before the bell's due to go, I thought to myself, I really want to get outside with those kids and have a great time because I could see them out there just having an awesome time with each other. And so I thought to myself, yeah, I've got to do it. I've got to face my fears. So I went to my desk and I got out my pencil and my pencil sharpener and I sharpened it. And I sharpened it into a point, like almost like a shank, a prisoner. I put it in my hand and wound my handkerchief around my hand. I put my hand in my pocket and walked straight out into the school yard and stood there right in the middle. It was about 100 kids all just stopped and looked at me. And sure enough, out the corner of my eye, Daniel Kahui saw me. He kind of looked at me strangely because the last 2 weeks I'd just been running profusely around the playground with him just chasing me for God knows what. However, on this particular day, I just stood there and he looked at me and I looked at him. And he started walking towards me. And I said, yep, come a little closer, Daniel. Just a little bit more. And as he came in striking distance, I stabbed him right in the ass and broke the pencil off. And looked at them and started laughing. Watched him in abject horror as his face changed from shock to sheer terror. And off he went. Saringa whakorongo, kāmu anahi, kamate, kamate, kore, kore, kamate, kamate, kore, kore, tenge te tangata, puru, puru nāna i tiki mai whakawhiti tērā, upaene, kaupaene, whuti tērā, hi. After that, nobody came near me in the whole playground.